You did too. I was going to assume that. Yeah. Well, a few years ago, I happened to catch this amazing band from the UK called High Viz. They're like if hardcore and Britpop and new wave, like if The Cure and, I mean, I don't know, if these things all smash together, just like The Cure and New Order and and hardcore and like Black Flag all smashed together and made the most extraordinarily wonderful, catchy, high energy, wonderful show. And that's what it was. High Viz was touring in July of 2023 and played at the Neck of the Woods, and I got to go see them, and it happened to be within like a 24-hour span that I was like, I'm gonna move here, because I happened to be in town for an artist gathering thing with this extraordinary place called the Space Program. Also shout out to my friend Chris Duncan, who was in residence with me at the Space Program. Judd Bergeron at the Space Program, who I visited today. This is a magical place, San Francisco. Chris Duncan's a great artist and sound artist, and he had introduced me to, had suggested to me High Viz and Neck of the Woods, and I had had a lot of gratitude for that, because what a magical show. This band is great, and really high energy and just something different. Really, really strong undertones of their influences brought together in a really authentic way. It's very much their voice. I dig it. I dig it. And so I'm a moment behind switching out the turntables, because I was talking to our new landlord. And so, and he was very nice. And I appreciate that, because when is that the case? Yeah. Ooh. All right. You're listening to High Grey Happy Hour. And it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Kidding. I mean, I think it's actually 5 o'clock. Oh, it's 5:01. Well, I was right, and I'm psychic. Okay, so if you didn't know, well, you do now. Let's go. Let's get at some High Viz via Lisa Belladonna. And then I'm not sure if I'm feeling this record today, this one that I pulled. I'm feeling that it's fucking great. I'm not sure if I'm feeling the flow, so I'm gonna see. But I brought this amazing recording of William Burroughs, cut up like strange sound compilations from like 50 years ago, like a really special, unusual record. It's so cool. Here, rather than try to guess at what it says on the thing, Una Momento. Yeah, from the archives of William S. Burroughs, Nothing Here Now But the Recordings. And it's an official reissue of the 1981 collection of field recordings and tape recorder experiments by William S. Burroughs. And it was originally, I mean, this is so special, guys, originally released on Industrial Records and compiled by none other than Genesis Peorage. Genesis Peorage. Throbbing gristle, anyone? I actually might have some throbbing gristle here too. That would be a great doubleheader. So it's a pretty wonderful thing of experimental recordings, and this stuff inspires and influences me extraordinarily as an artist outside of what I do here. But field recordings and work that he was doing with playback techniques that were started by Brian Gissen in 1959, and have huge important roots here in the Bay Area. If you know, you know. But it's a whole mass of history that I respect extraordinarily, and so I want to present this with deep respect, in contextualizing it. So I'm going to shut the hell up. I'm kidding. Yes. Well, about these recordings, so I'm going to weave these in. We're going to go for some Britpop hardcore, High Viz Britpop hardcore momentarily. But the recordings from William S. Burroughs, it's a They were selected from a large number of reel-to-reel cassette tapes stored in the William S. Burroughs Communications Archive in Kansas. And then they were cut up and pieced together. So you could say sampling, right? I mean, essentially, like sonic sampling. And I like to do what I call lit sampling. But that's about me. And I'm not playing my shit. I'm doing my shit, playing other people's magic. So, you know, maybe we don't go straight into high-vis. Maybe we see what happens with some William S. Burroughs and Lisa Belladonna. Yeah, let's. Okay, here we go.
Knocked down by a looting Negro tonight, then struck and hit by a car. The car did not stop. The man was dead on arrival at a hospital.
Through the binoculars of the people. To do. Bobo has the future, a fine, vigorous pig. LA reinforcements, identity and passport is our middle names. This is operational from the thrones and home, even the cucumber. Here. This is operational, even in the middle. It is the Great Awakening. Recordings made with no apparent input. Short 22 and stolen horses. In the hope that some of you will carry these experiments further and come up with something new. It is the Great Awakening. Recordings made with no apparent input have turned up unexplained voices on the tape. Bummer. Air. This is operational, even in the middle. I am in short 22 and stolen horses in the hope that some of you will carry these experiments further and come up with something new. It is the Great Awakening. Recordings made with no apparent input have turned up unexplained voices on the tape. Are you in salt? Siento, man, pricks, pensamiento. Buena cosa, man. Sir, I weigh 56. We defend against brutal attack. We see Tibet through the binoculars of the people. Had a fair trial. He looks inevitable and publishes. My sex was an advantage. He boasted of a long blue-eyed friend. Where can stay? I see you free of charge. We are already. Yes, I'm practically here. Captain Baird was arrested today in the murdered Sea of Chicago. With binoculars at the border, you have nevertheless to fetch our clothes. Tonight claimed his lover on a long trip from the Orient. He streaked across the sky.
To say, yes. And when you say things that aren't nice, You hear things back that aren't nice. Is this machine recording? Is this machine recording? Is this machine recording?
Setting sagrado. El cuerpo must put on handkerchief masks. Arm themselves. Hablando ahora del oeste a razón de 6 millas por hora. Repetimos, la temperatura actual 74 grados. Most of this criticism for Red China.
Holy shit, that really rocked my world. Whew, I'm going to touch back down to earth. Okay. Wow, that scratched a lot of nerdy itches. Shit. We're just altering our consciousness over here in some super creative ways, but really... Okay, holy crap. I'm like in love with Lisa Belladonna, Momentum is the record, with William S. Burroughs. Ah! Nothing here but the recordings now. Nothing here now but the recordings from Genesis P. Orge, reissued in 1981. Whew, that was really good. Okay, let's... I'm still kind of listening to this, you guys. The ADHD is going hard. But also, I really should be giving it my attention because, my God, it's rocking my world. Okay, so we're going to roll on over to, I think, some Hi-Viz. All right. Hang right, happy hour. Radio Valencia, surfing the waves, finding new dimensions. It's really important to imagine. It's really important to experience wonderment. It is not useful to anything right now to find the most streamlined way to press a button and compute something instantly to appear. Sometimes it's nice to weave these tools in a harmonious way, but what is lost if we're not listening and discovering and playing around, you know, in the sandbox of our own minds? You know what I mean? Welcome to my sandbox. Okay. Hi, great happy hour. Radio Valencia. Taking a trip.
The target of the Red Chinese is not merely South Vietnam, it is a fingerprint, says 33-year-old Ernest Porter Tuck. Thank you.
don't think I need to explain why I'm playing this. But also, it's sandwiching some powerful British stuff and Bikini Kill, High Viz, Bikini Kill, and Pink Floyd The Wall. I'm really enjoying the music we're rolling into today, and I'm going to just take another brick from the wall from the top, I believe. And so, I'm going to just holler at the mic. Oh, ho, ho, maybe I can stretch it over a little bit here. Ooh, stretchy. But yeah, you know, we're moving along through these times. I'm going to take another brick in the wall from the top since I'm talking over it, because, I mean, Jesus Christ, this is no way for a bitch to behave. Not even on my own show. I don't stand by it, guys. I don't stand by it.
Yeah.
Oh, that scratches all kinds of itches. Rebel girl. Ooh, hot mic. I'm gonna just do a super mood swingy thing, which seems appropriate. Philip Glass. No, Philip Glass, so beautiful. So that was Bikini Kill, of course. I decided since it was my birthday week that I was going to play my favorite things, which is really, really a wild, wide cross-section. And I decided that even though I play a lot of Bikini Kill shit and the Clams and Patti Smith, Virgin Witch... they also produced a lot of amazing music, and I would not be treating myself on my solo return to not spin some of that magic. So anyways, here's some Philip Glass, and Philip Glass is going to take us over to a little bit more of some strength and resistance and all of these things via The Who. And I think we're going to follow. There's a lot of nice loops in Philip Glass music. And so we're gonna get into a wonderful tape loop of Baba O'Reilly, I think. So let's just follow this harpsichord loop into that. Ooh, High Ride Happy Hour, Radio Valencia.
but it's time. I belong to the blank generation and I can take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
We got Philip Glass looping and looping and carrying us from one looping, rotating vinyl circle. One to the next. Okay, you're listening to High Grade Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. This has been a really, really mixed pot of magical stuff. All the flavors. So that was Richard Howe and Blank Generation, which I thought was a nice accompaniment to Bob O'Reilly. Just an element of looping and track swinging, things like this, especially with the William S. Burroughs cut up. You know, lit recording, field recording samples. That was really special with Lisa Belladonna. I really loved that. We've surfed the waves from like High Viz and Bikini Kill and Lisa Belladonna and Jeff Buckley and Shannon and the Clams and Philip Glass here and Virgin Witch and so much, so much. We're going to get on over to, something good again. Shocker, something really good. Stay tuned. Actually, I'll just tell you, I'm putting on Pissing in a River by Patti Smith, because I'm just going to sandwich this with my favorites here. And I got, let's see, do I have time? Okay, it's 5:51. We got 9 minutes. Nine's a nice number. Here, hop on over here. My sweetheart came by. You know I like to call him after hours. let's say hi here. Hold on a second. Let me get you hooked up here. Can you find where your headset's going to? Which one? Okay, and then just wiggle that up. You should be able to hear a little bit. Yeah, so that, just see the dial right there. There you go. Okay, and then can you hear? All right, cool. And then we're going to bring that down. That loop is wonderful conceptual magic, and it also is like maybe a little wild to, I think. I'm not hearing you. Hold on. Ooh. Again?
Hello.
Yeah, there you are. Oh, no. Wait. Yep.
Again? I just got to get right up on the mic.
Yeah, you do. There you do.
All breathy. Like some ASMR video.
Yeah, totally. You don't need to be that close. I can just give you a little volume.
Okay,
get
cool.
Comfortable.
Yeah, all right, cool. Just shocked my nose a little bit there.
Yeah, no, we don't need that. I want to shock you in other ways. There you go. Can we hear you now?
Yeah, there
okay,
we go.
Okay, cool. All right. Hey, guys. This is my sweetheart. I like to call him DJ After Hours, but that's my name for him. And really, he should get to name himself. I mean, don't you think?
No, I'm fine with DJ After Hours.
Okay, yeah. Here, come back a little bit.
Come back.
There okay. You go.
Is that all right there?
I think that's good. I don't know. Okay. What do you think?
I can barely hear myself.
Oh, that's not good.
No, is that better?
Yeah, that's better. That's good. Okay, so you've been listening along today, and I'm gonna take advantage of your presence here and flip a couple of records while you answer my questions.
All right, sweet shit.
I'm just like, and I hate to say killing a lot of birds with a stone, because I don't really want to kill birds, except for that one fucking mockingbird that I nicknamed Chet that lived in our yard.
Yeah,
during
Chet,
the pandemic.
Chet was an asshole.
Chet was an asshole. Hey, oh, yes, we got some good things coming up. Black on Black on Black is coming up in a few minutes here. Okay, well, in that case, I'm gonna put on a record here and clear space for these wonderful folks to get set up for their show. So stick around. You have been listening to Hag Riot Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. Oh my god, and the cutest little cuties in here too. Oh my gosh. All right, so we're gonna flip on over to another record here.
Have a good week.
Stick around with us, and thanks for joining in. As always, Radio Valencia, where we try to keep it real with good songs and a little truth in between. All right, my best.